damp conditions and soggy birdseed are creating the perfect breeding ground for the salmonella bacteria in backyard feeders and heated bird baths. Jeff Pritzel says it's killing goldfinches and their close relatives, pine siskins and redpolls. He's the DNR's wildlife supervisor in northeastern Wisconsin.
It does point out that although we do wildlife feeding and bird feeding, partly, in assistance to the birds, it's really more something that people are doing for themselves to watch birds, and with that carries a responsibility to not do something that's going to have a negative impact on those bird populations.
Pritzel says it's probably a good idea to take in the bird feeders for a few weeks until conditions warm up and dry out. Also, clean them with a mild bleach solution. He says the birds will be okay on their own.
Yeah, even in the severest winter conditions, those birds can move and find alternate food sources, and so they're not as dependent on us as we'd like to think they are. And so it's much better for the birds in that situation to let them fend for themselves and spread out and not be concentrated at sources of contamination.
Pritzel says finch species are more susceptible to salmonella than other birds, though the outbreak isn't serious enough to take a lasting toll on their numbers. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.